Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, it's me, Ben.
And it's me, Abba. And you're listening to Nostalgic.
It is recording.
I didn't know. Okay.
Abba's been in a trance.
I've been in a trance because this is, I just want to say this right now to start.
Please.
Okay, hello. Today we're talking about pink.
We're talking about P exclamation point
N-K.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I want to say. This music video is so influential to me.
Family Portrait.
Family Portrait by Pink because.
Because.
When I was a child.
Oh my God.
I was fucking going through shit.
Wow.
And I didn't even know. But that's why this music video resonated with me so much. And that's why seeing it now, her, like, Pink. So basically, in for those who don't know, Pink in the music video is like waking up, going through her daily life as grown up Pink when we all still thought she was black. but she's like, there are small things that will happen in the music video and it'll trigger her and make her think of her younger self. And as many of us millennials know, inner child.
Yes.
Inner child trauma is a
inner
huge thing. So
real.
She's acknowledging her inner child trauma in this music video. And it's fucked up because like the song is playing, obviously Pink is lip syncing, but so is her inner child. And it is so fucked up when a child is lip syncing to some sad.
It really
song.
Is fucked up to see a child
lip sync.
Oh my
God.
Especially
really
a child who's a good actress.
Exactly. It's fucked up.
Moving. And they're both wearing a tank top.
Yeah.
A white tank top.
Yeah.
Which a kid wearing a tank top, immediately I'm like, desperation.
Like,
You know what I mean? I'm like,
oh, suffering.
Help her. Suffering. Pain.
Yes.
Sorrow.
Oh, God.
Edginess.
Edginess.
So this is your pink.
This is my pink. This is the pink that I
so
know
that's
and
your,
love.
Because I think we all have, there. Everyone who's a pink girl, there's duality involved.
There's
two sides. There's a yin and
yes,
yang.
Yes.
There's your dark pink, your sad pink, your moody pink, your family portrait.
Yes.
My dark moody pink?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Oh.
And I, because everyone has a fun pink side too, which we can get to in a minute. Mm-hmm. But who knew? Iconically, let me set the scene. Carnival. Pink and what I, oh my God. Mm-hmm. What I love, here's what I love about a pop star who like exists in a very specific style story.
Yeah.
Because Pink's hair is pink. Hello. It's in the name.
Yeah.
And I love when like, she would have like pink hair, sometimes a bleach blonde hair, but I love when she would do like a different variation of, and then this music video, she had like longer blonde hair, but it was like pink dip dye and it was like curly. And I distinctly remember being like, oh, I haven't seen this hair look on her. And I remember being like, thank you for switching it up. Whichever gay decided that for her. Thank you. Yeah. And it's in a carnival. Mm-hmm. And Pink is not, she is not the main character in the music video. She's singing, but the girl who's starring in it, who I'm guessing maybe is like a past Pink, perhaps, but she's like this brunette woman in her 20s and her boyfriend frolicking around this carnival. Mm-hmm. And the boyfriend, like, he looks a little bit edgy. He looks a little, he has like kind of sunken eyes. Mm-hmm. We don't really know if he's a bad boy or not, but he seems fine. Mm-hmm. And then, halfway through the music video, Abba, he leaves her. And she looks around. They're playing like a shooting duck game at the carnival. And she's like, where do you go?
No.
And he's shooting up heroin. No. He is shooting up heroin under the bleachers of the carnival. Oh, and that's the music video. And Pink is singing. She's like, who knew? She's singing. Oh, no. She says, if you told me 3 years ago, 3 years from now, that you'd be long gone, I would have punched you in the mouth. And I guess maybe she knew someone who OD'd.
Oh, no.
And it was really, and watching that as a kid, you don't really know the context.
No.
You know something's off, you're like, what's happening?
But watching
it now, like, there are really quick snapshots of him, like, shooting up. And then her calling an ambulance and her being like, I'm done with you and your stupid heroin.
Oh, and your addiction.
And yeah. I know, but I love that song.
Fuck.
And Pink is like an actress.
She loves a sad scene.
Felicia is an actress. Is that because they're, wait, is it Alicia?
It's Alicia. Yeah.
Oh my God. Because I remember she was in a movie like one time. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting when pop stars who have, like names like Beyonce, Madonna, and it's like, what do they choose to identify with when they're on the poster for a movie? Like, when Beyonce's in a movie, it'll be like Beyonce Knowles Carter, Beyonce Knowles, or like whatever in this movie. Mm. But for Pink, she went by her name, which is Alicia. No, it was Alicia. Was her last name, which I forget.
Pink's full name.
And I remember like looking at the movie poster and being like, who is this actress? And be like, gag. That's Pink.
Alicia Beth Moore. Yes.
Isn't that so funny?
Okay.
I used to think she was a lesbian.
I used to think she was
black. And I think everybody did.
Okay, this is the thing. She played us like a fucking fool.
She wanted us to think she was the butchest black woman.
Ooh, she wanted us to think she was a butch quadroon. And we- okay? She
Pinky, iconically to some, you know what? A butch quadroon.
You know what's fucking weird?
What?
Like, when I was younger, I would watch the family portrait video.
Yes.
Fully acknowledging that this was a white child, but still not seeing the relation to Pink. I thought, oh, they're just using a white child for diversity, but Pink is still black.
It is just so black. It never crossed my mind that she would have been black. I just always understood that she was a white woman.
You know what? I have an aunt that looks like her.
But here's the thing, because I have black friends who are very light-skinned, pass for white.
Yeah,
so
of
course they exist, but just I never thought
it's
it was
so
Pink.
Fucking funny. And then she was doing that whole thing like, I'm from the hood, like I'm hardened, I'm tough. And she was kind of doing R&B.
Yes.
So everyone was like, oh, she's black, but she's fucking not.
Yeah, and anyone with short hair and hoops back then,
equal
ethnic.
Yeah,
that was,
exactly.
It's like you have short hair.
Yeah, exactly.
You're wearing hoop earrings, you're an ethnic
woman. It's so fucking weird.
But like I thought for so long that Pink was a lesbian woman. Like I just, and I remember like, just being so shocked as a kid finding out that she was straight.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, it's so weird that we just like projected that onto her just because she was like edgy and like wore pants. Like,
no, it's
what?
True.
It's really strange. And like, we were like, oh, she's the only pop star on the red carpet with short hair and pants.
She's lesbian.
She's gay. When it's like, no.
As a woman who likes women too, I was like, I had a crush on her. I was like, she's for sure gay. Like, why is she so aggressive if she's not okay.
I know. And for a while, I even was like, oh, maybe she's in the closet. But it's like, if you're in the closet and you're acting this butch, then what's the point? What so just like, point? She's just her.
And who knows what's going on behind the scenes? Like,
who knows? Like, I mean, I'm sure she's eaten out.
Oh, she has to have.
A vagina.
Listen.
In her time.
And like even like celebrities like Queen Latifah, like who are notoriously
closeted
because they just don't want to talk about it. It's not a conversation they want to have.
And it's also like for Black women, like Pink, it's different. There are different societal repercussions within their community.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right.
But Queen Latifah, that will always kind of hurt me a bit.
I know,
because I love Queen Latifah.
Yeah,
Last Holiday.
It's
my favorite movie of all time.
I love that movie.
Oh, I watched it the other day. Yeah. And like, Queen Latifah is magnetic on screen. I'm like literally getting emotional thinking about her performance in that movie. She is so talented. She is so like, she's like effortlessly funny. And like, and she's one of those actresses where it's like, she doesn't have to, and she is performing, but she doesn't have to like embody a character. She just has to show up and like emote. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, take me on this journey with you. You're my favorite person.
And people, people watch her movies for her. Like I've never watched a Queen Latifah movie and been like, huh, wonder what character she's gonna play this time. I don't give
a fuck. Like, who do I want to see Queen Latifah transform into? It's like, you want that? Go down the block. Go to Meryl Streep's house.
Yes, thank you, sweetie.
She's down the street. And she'll give you that for free.
Go talk to Toni Collette. Okay?
Go talk to Toni Collette, and she'll be glad to.
She'll be happy more than
but
happy.
But Queen Latifah, she'll give you Queen Latifah.
Listen,
that's
and that's what I want.
I need
a beauty shop.
Ugh,
Beauty Shop was that movie for me.
Oh my God. She is her in a matriarchal role where she needs to fix up the place.
Yeah, she needs to pay the bills.
She needs to pay
the bills. Because this is where the girls come to hang.
Oh my God.
And where will they go? Where will they talk about their shoes?
Hairspray. She was great in Hairspray remake.
She was phenomenal.
She was so good. But now, like, not in that many.
Yeah.
I mean, no, she's on a TV show. Like, Stars or something.
Is it Stars? It's Stars.
It's Stars. I haven't seen it, but like,
watch it?
Like, I mean, I'm happy for her.
I'm happy that she's collecting a check and staying.
She's collecting a check. She also owns a couple of fat burgers in California.
Really?
Yeah, she's a businesswoman.
Oh my God. Do you think if you get when you get famous,
thank
you're absolutely welcome. It's fully true. Do you think you'll be a business person?
Maybe. Well, here's the thing.
Then I'll have to eat you.
Oh my God. No, well, here's the like business in the sense of like, I want to be smart and savvy. Maybe like pump out a book. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't want to be rich.
Yeah.
Because
I don't
here's
be
the
a
thing. If I have too much money, I will die.
Yeah.
Whether it's overindulging in drugs, alcohol, food, or even just like wearing pants that are too tight and expensive that it cuts all my circulation, I will find a way to kill myself with money. And I do believe that the only reason why I'm still alive is because I'm broke.
You know what?
If I had too much money, I would just be like, whatever, I'm rich, I could do whatever I want. I'm terrible.
I don't ever want to have like crazy dumb fucking money where it's like generations and generations and generations of my family will be eating off of the same money that I made.
Oh, but I would kind of love
I mean, I want a legacy. I want my family to do well and not have to worry about money.
Yes.
But I don't want it to be like I can solve the world's issues with my money. Like, if you have that much money, if you have Beyonce, Jay-Z, like Jeff Bezos, like that kind of money.
Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Because Jeff.
He's Bezos.
So dumb. But like, I just want enough money to like have a cute, skinny, Winnie Victorian house.
Oh, me too.
With like 3 floors.
I know.
And enough to go on a vacation every year.
Do you know
like
that's
for
just my
two, 3 weeks vacation. You know what I mean? I won't have any kids because it's morally irresponsible to bring children. Ava's just stroking her wall. But like bringing kids into this world,
see,
I couldn't do it.
This is the thing. I agree, but I'm selfish.
But you
should
been,
I bring children
like,
into the world?
You should. You specifically should.
I have 3. Do you know why I want to have 3 kids? So I can have enough people in my family to play Foursquare. You play Foursquare ever?
Oh my God, I love Foursquare.
I love it so much. I play with the kids all the time.
Oh my God, you would just beat the ball.
Me, my partner. And then my 3 kids.
Oh.
Playing Foursquare.
Oh, because you need that alternate.
Yeah, I was going to say, but there are only four squares.
Yeah, you need the person. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You can have children. I think if you want to have kids, you need to, like, apply to a council and, like, the council will decide for you if you should have kids.
You know what?
Because not everyone should be having kids.
You're right.
I will say that this
You're is right. I don't believe in eugenics, but not everyone.
Lazy way to bring it back to Pink, but this did pop in my head. Yeah. Pink's daughter. What here's the thing. She's iconic because Pink's daughter, I remember when Pink, she was at some maybe Aiden knows, it was an award, the VMAs. Mm. She did a Vanguard Award? So artist of the something okay. She got an award and she talked about her daughter and they painted her daughter and her daughter was this hip MF motherfucker.
I remember. Oh my
and
God,
she was wearing like a suit and tie or something cool and I remember thinking like, oh, if I had a kid, I want them to be cool, but then I'm like, that's a selfish reason. I have a kid because what if you have a kid and they're like
a fucking Brampton loser.
Brampton.
They were like a plaid shirt.
Or they're like super into like Naruto and like run around like Naruto all the time. You know what I mean? They're just Naruto running everywhere. I could not have a kid who Naruto runs anywhere. Because then I'll resent them.
I know. I had this kid at one of my centers who Naruto runs, and I'm like, stop. I want to pull him aside and be like, don't do it.
It's like, girl. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, be like, nobody likes that.
Give him, here's what you do. You want to help him out? Yeah. Roll him a J. He'd be like, this is what you do. This is what you do at recess. He's like, oh my God, should I? No, I'll say it, whatever. At my job where I work with children the other day. Will I get fired if I talk about this?
I don't know.
No, I don't think I'll get fired, actually. I didn't name the school.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You could be Ben whoever.
I could be Ben whoever. But I was at work and I was like outside. I was wearing a flannel. And I was kind of like, oh my God, like someone danks here. I was like, some dad picking up their kid danks. Yeah. Go into my breast pocket. There's a roach in there.
Oh my God.
I freaked out. I was like, where do I put it? I went to like this fence and I flicked it over the fence and I was so scared.
Oh my God.
I know.
Do you think people smelled it on you?
No.
Okay, good. So.
And even if they did, they love me there. They wouldn't.
They're like, we need you.
Oh my God.
Okay, I could never work high with kids because when I'm high in public, I'm sad. Except for when you gave me that good.
You love that. The strain was called Snow White.
I asked for it everywhere. It's always sold out. Thing.
Sometimes when I smoke weed, I do get sad.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I'm sad already and that my weed is just making me kind of ruminate in that sadness. Mm-hmm. Or if like I was fine and the weed kind of bummed me out.
See, I feel like it's just being in public that makes the sadness come.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I could be high in bed having fun.
Oh, but sometimes I walk around high and I'm listening to music and I'm in an indie movie directed by Greta Gerwig.
Listen!
I'm listening!
I'm in a fucking A24 fucking indie.
Oh my God. A24 indie.
I'm about to meet the love of my life.
It is A24.
Oh my God. It really is an A24 movie. Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet. Boneless chicken tender. Honey garlic.
Chalamet.
I didn't find him hot.
Okay, I want to say something. He looks like a comedian that.
Oh.
Do you know who is it saying?
Who?
Say it, but not say it. Oh, wait, no.
Oh. But Tebow, that YouTuber canceled. Not that YouTuber, but that YouTuber's friend was canceled.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Why? So, okay. I feel like, should we not name names?
No.
So, okay. Just like, for those of you who are listening who are not like in the comedy world, like you could either be a real comedian and fucking grind it out on the stage.
Yeah.
Or you could be a little bitch comedian, do it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And there are some, just kidding. I respect any artist on any platform they choose to explore. But YouTube comedians, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really vibe with them.
Yeah.
But there's
some
kind
of them actually have it. Some of them just bomb on stage.
Well, they bomb on stage because you can't, and I forget who I was saying this, but you can't like edit your jokes in real time.
No.
It's like most YouTube comedy is funny because it's like quick edits, graphics, and it's
trendy. Like, it's like they're talking about stuff that is in the moment at
and
the
it's like
time.
Geared towards like 14-year-olds. Yeah. Like 14-year-olds aren't like buying tickets to see shows.
Exactly.
Their parents are. So there's like this kind of clique of like Toronto comedy YouTubers who are like, I guess famous in the YouTube world, but not famous to me. So, but One of them was canceled by another YouTuber because they're just a bad guy.
Oh, no.
And they were like, the receipts were like, they were talking trash about their fans.
Oh.
They were being misogynistic. Oh, no, and okay. now, like, all these fans, like, if you look at this YouTuber's Insta, all the comments are like, snakes, you're a joke,
oh,
man.
My
like,
God. You're canceled.
I liked you. And it was like, he's being taken down. And I mean...
Maybe
I'm into it.
Him.
I think he did.
Okay.
And he is, I will put it on record, he is a straight white man.
So. Oh, he deserved it. Goddamn.
And very much like this, the type of straight white man who was wearing Supreme.
Oh, he deserved it. Yeah, like that was a very loud gasp. He obviously deserved it.
I know.
He deserved it.
I know. Don't wear Supreme.
No, don't. Supreme is such a joke.
It really is. Like, I once got a Supreme hat, like gifted to me through, from a clothing swap.
Yeah.
And I took the Supreme logo off.
Yeah.
And people were like, cool hat. And I was like, it's Supreme. And they'd be like, wait, what? And then I'd show them the little holes where I ripped off the thingy. I don't need that negativity in my life.
No,
and
no
Supreme
one does.
Is negative.
It is negative.
It is.
What if they were going to sponsor us and now they're not?
Oh my God! If you wear Supreme, you're a stupid girl.
stupid girl. Okay,
I love that
Let's
song.
Talk about that. I'm done.
I love that song.
I'm happy that I stopped being into pink when I was young.
Yeah.
Because
you don't want to grow up to be a pink stan.
Yeah, because the last song that I really vibed with was So What? Na 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 na. So what?
Funniest lyric in pop history. Guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went.
Like, girl, what?
Like,
the worst written song in the world.
Also redundant. I guess I just lost my husband.
I don't know
where
he went. Like, you know
where did he go?
That was really a Walmart version of been around. Around the world, yeah.
Oh my God,
I can't find my baby. I don't know. Oh, that's a bop.
And now that we know that pink's not black,
listen,
appropriation.
It is appropriation.
Yeah,
but then also
that song
like
is so
the reason why it's so bad is because it feels like the vocal equivalent of the Joker fans.
It
feels like the vocal.
This is. Yeah. The breakthrough
is,
of our podcast.
Yes.
Pink is the Joker.
She is the fucking
pop.
She's the Joker of pop.
She's fun. Hey, fun house.
This used to be a fun house. But now it's filled with evil clowns.
The Joker.
Oh my God, you really took me back just now, man.
I loved that era.
I love that era too.
Oh my God.
Wait, what was the countdown? 10, 9, 8. 7 is just the way she counted down was so evil.
I need to revisit. I loved those songs.
Oh
Funhouse. Oh my God, is that the same album with Glitter in the Air?
I think it's what album is it?
Because
it's,
we need to talk about that performance.
Glitter in the Air. Is that her Grammy's performance?
Yes, where she was
acrobatic ass.
She
bitch.
Like I feel maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like that's when she like debuted that she can do like airy.
No,
what's
it
called
airy?
I was going to call them areolas. She's not a lesbian. She doesn't do areolas.
She does not.
But I remember being like, oh my God. And I will never forget the most beautiful part of that performance is not even when she's twirling, but it's like she enters the stage and she's wearing some sort of robe and then like takes off to reveal like this like sequin, like stone, like sheer, nude illusion bodysuit.
Yeah.
And she is barefoot, humbly strutting,
belting,
but in her soft pink way to the aerials. And I remember being like so moved by like the simplicity and being like, wow, like this is pink, like raw, stripped away.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I do think when she's spinning above the audience and dripping water on them, there's a shot to a young Katy Perry looking up with her black bangs awestruck by pink. That was Katy Perry.
Before she was groping people?
Before she...
Yeah, she gropes people.
Oh my God, I don't doubt it.
People who...
She James Charles's people?
Yeah, people she's worked with has been like at the like event party or like at the event after party, whatever. She like grabbed my ass or like she tried to grab my dick. She was really drunk and she tried to make out with me. Just like, but a typical white girl shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, white girls are predators when they're drunk.
I could definitely see, you know what? And I think more gay male dancers need to speak out on this. But I picture so many like drunk pop stars groping their buff.
Yeah,
male dancers. I mean, like, it's okay, you're gay. They're probably like,
okay, like, feel like they can't say anything.
Yeah,
no, it's true. I think that there's this a really weird brand of girls who do things like that, and they're gonna get
honestly, and growing up as a gay man, you do, like, especially, like, in when you're trying to make, like, friendships at, like, theater camp or something, like, you will make sacrifices and you will compartmentalize some weird microaggressions or just, like blatant, like, sexual aggressions towards you. And it's, like, I've known many a kind of, like, whack, kind of a little bit unhinged straight girl to be, like, drunk around me and be like, you are so hot, you're so with this. And I'm like, what do I make of this?
It's so weird. Like, okay, I had this friend in high school. She's not a white girl. She's a black woman.
A
black woman. Famously, she was my best friend for a very long time. But like, she was like,
I love that sentence.
She was my best friend. And then she joined like a cult.
Abba.
Yeah. She just started going to this really weird church. She was really obsessed with finding a boyfriend and a husband.
Oh,
but it was because of a lot of like socio-political reasons.
Easy
so
targets
I get
for
it.
Cults.
Exactly. Yeah. Really sad. She famously just went after white gay men and everyone knew that they were gay, but she didn't. It was like Mercedes going after Kurt in Glee.
My god,
that was her.
Yeah,
she'd be like, I'm so in love with him, and we're like, girl, he's wearing a bow tie,
I know
he's gay.
And so sometimes beautifully those first interactions can turn to a beautiful friendship.
For sure.
Like, I've had friends like that in the past where it's like we kind of like pseudo dated in middle school or like in high school, like a little bit like hi, and then it's like, no, now we're just sisters.
Exactly.
Which is beautiful. Well, see, but this was not.
These friendships would start where she was like the guys were like,
infatuated with them.
Yeah. The guys were like, I'm not into you. And then she'd be like, okay, we'll be friends. But then they'd be friends and she'd be like, we're dating.
But they weren't dating. Were never going to date.
Never.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And is she still with the cult?
Oh, she's not, but she's out there. And, you know, she's still dating white guys who are clearly gay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I see the scarf they're wearing.
Listen.
I see. And you know what it is? It's a houndtooth neon H&M scarf.
You better go off. Like, that's definitely the brand of guy. But then also, like, she
still kind of wears a V-neck.
He's
a Brampton gay.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, girl. Still.
We've been dragging Brampton through the
mud. Brampton should be dragged. Brampton's fucking, like,
I will say
yucky.
This. I had never been to Brampton before. I did a road gig, a corporate gig in Brampton. Mm. And if that was my introduction,
listen,
that might have been my final interaction with
Brampton.
Because Brampton was not welcoming me with open arms.
No.
She was she was opening me with a shady stare and crossed arms and a little bit of a look like,
yeah,
who is she?
Do you know who Brampton is?
Tell me.
Brampton is the Florida of Ontario.
Whoa.
Brampton is, I will go so far as to say, the girl in your high school who wore a Cookie Monster sweater. pajama pants.
Pajama pants.
Beat up like baby fats or like DC sneakers. You know the DC sneakers? She had like Kool-Aid dyed greasy hair.
Greasy.
And
rectangle glasses.
Just down on her luck and never going to get up. Just bad.
The cookie monster. You had me at the cookie
monster.
Listen,
we all know a girl like that.
We all know. And the pajama pants is
I knew a girl exactly like that. I basically just described the girl I knew. And guess what? She's studying to be a lawyer. So kudos to her.
Okay. And here's the thing. Sometimes the people we drag the most.
Yeah.
We're just dragging ourselves by dragging them because they're succeeding.
Yeah. Sometimes white trash elevates.
No. Sometimes white trash elevates.
Quote that. What's she doing now, Aiden?
She had to move to Kingston.
She had to. Why?
Kingston is shocking.
No.
Oh. Stop.
No.
Do you know what I think about, though, sometimes? Don't speak. Sometimes what I do think about is I'm like, if all else fails, like, would it be so bad just to like move to a small town and just like
I'll commit suicide.
Live my life.
I will commit suicide. I had to live in Brampton for one summer and I had a mental break. I had a legit
but I mean, but okay,
breakdown.
Brampton is here's the thing. It's not like, a small town. It would have to be like a picture, like small, real small town. Because Brampton is like big enough to be like its own municipality, but like small enough where like there's no stimuli. There's nothing to like kind of like give you culture. Well, no, Brampton's a potent with culture, but like culture as in like literally fun. Bars. Yeah. That's what I mean.
There's
like
nothing, there is nothing in Brampton. Like,
great Indian food.
Oh, for sure. But like great Jamaican spots.
Oh,
great Filipino food. Amples on every block.
What's the Filipinx food chain that came to Toronto?
Oh my God, Nations?
Yeah, I need to go. I've
Nations
heard of
Nations.
Not really to
off.
Pink whatsoever, but
yeah,
we need to go.
We need to go. I bought oxtail there because I made oxtail stew the other day.
Abba?
Like, listen, you know how like people of color eat meats that sometimes white people don't like. I'm sorry, Aiden.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oxtail, goats, like you can
truly
get like all your
Argentina
good
is known for them cooking the whole cow.
Yeah.
Blood, sausage, innards, beef,
innards.
Dick.
Yes,
dick. Never
dick
had it though.
You can get all the shit at Nations. Well, I don't know about the dick, but you can get.
I haven't an oxtail curry in so
long.
Have you ever been to Caribbean Dutch Pot? It was
no.
It's my Broadview and Danforth.
Where, oh my God.
It's really, really yummy.
Caribbean Dutch
that's
Pot.
That's the spot. You know, $5 lunch special.
Oh!
Jerk chicken, rice and peas, oxtail gravy, and a ting.
A ting?
A ting.
I thought you said
a ting.
No, not a ting.
A ting in a glass bottle.
Bitch.
I know.
That sounds amazing.
It is. It's my favorite thing.
We
should go.
Can you sponsor us?
Oh my God. They definitely won't.
They're like, huh? We don't have that. I
so perturbed by it. Like, no.
They're like, what?
Nonsense.
Nostalgic?
Yeah,
I went to.
What's it called?
What's up?
Nostalgic?
No. What do you want? You want beef jerky? Stupid. I used to go to Tasty's all the time.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Are they still on College and Spadina?
Spadina.
They used to be like right at the
corner. I think they are still there.
I used to go there all the time. And you know, their food was good because children were just always running around the restaurant.
That's how you know.
My mom catered and had a restaurant for a while, and I was that child running around.
This is to any white person listening. If you go to any ethnic restaurant and it's not the grimiest, if you don't hear a million ethnic women screaming at someone, you're in the wrong place.
You're
and
in
that
the wrong
food
place.
Is terrible.
And if there isn't a child who's coloring and comes up to you and asks you what your favorite color is, and they're just hanging out in the kitchen, I went to this.
There needs to be children's television in a different language on screen. Otherwise, that food is shit.
I went to a Chinese restaurant the other day, and there was we were ordering, and this child comes out of the kitchen and is just jumping.
Oh
like
my
he
God,
came out of the
I
kitchen
love-
just like just jumping, and I was like, this food is about to slap.
Oh my God.
It's about to slap my fucking
truly
taste buds. And it didn't. So my theory isn't 100% correct, but most of the time it does.
And it
was
mediocre.
It was mediocre.
But truly, it needs to be like when I was in New York, like the best Mexican restaurants were the ones where it was like a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And it's like one like pobre old man working behind it, just like no English, like takes 5 million years to like take your order, but like worth it because those chorizo tacos, I was in New York 4 days, went twice.
Bitch.
I know.
I have to go.
It's really good.
I have to go. I love tacos. Oh my God.
I love tacos.
Okay. So shout out to Monica Garrido. We've been trying to plan a taco date forever. She was the first time she was like, let's go out for tacos. And I took a million.
She would. I bet she knows the spots in Toronto.
Oh my God. We went to, what's it called?
Because she's a real Mexicana. She knows.
She knows. She's like, there are a few spots that we have to try, but oh my God.
Oh my God.
We went to, I can't remember what it's called. It's at College and it's Dundas and Bathurst.
Okay.
Is it? Did I just name the wrong intersection? Is that an intersection?
Yeah. That's an intersection, girl.
But
sometimes I'll do that.
Yes.
La tortilla.
No, it's called Good. Oh, is it Good Albrecht?
Maybe.
I think it is.
Because there's a place in Kensington, and it's called La tortilla. Yes. Why can't I speak Spanish? My mom's going to listen to this and she's going to kill me. Oh my tortilla rija. Yes. Oh my God.
Yes,
whoa.
Yes.
Perdón, like, mi gente es Latino. But truly, yeah. so good. And they make their tortillas in house and they're really good.
That's not the place that I went with Monica, but I've been there before and whoa.
So good. There's also a yummy place in between, I think, Christie and Bathurst on Bloor.
Yeah, it's near and it's like Christie Pitts.
And it's like on a corner.
I was there.
And I forget the name, but
summer.
That's also yummy.
And they were really good. I had a fish taco. I thought it was going to be breaded, but it wasn't, and it slapped.
And also, I'll say it, like, those pseudo-gourmet Caucasian tacos at, like, a fancy, like...
Let me
like,
tell you some.
Those... please.
Burdock... Take
Abba?
Those motherfuckers.
Oh my God, I've never been more scared
about those off your menu!
Abba fully stood up and I was genuinely scared.
I stood up like an old woman who hadn't walked for years.
Because every fancy restaurant decided overnight that they need a fish taco on their menu.
Disgusting.
And okay, some of those tacos. Yeah. Because on like... And honestly, I'm not Mexican, so like any Mexican listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, but like there are certain sauces that go with taco meat. Like like if you have a beef taco, normally that's going to be like onion, cilantro, and a smoky sauce on it. And if you have a fish taco, you want like a green sauce on that, a spicy sauce, a tangy, not like a mole sauce. You want a salsa verde or you want like something like that. Mm-hmm. But... all these Caucasian eateries have their fish tacos and it's like a like mayo and like a slaw.
It's fucking weird.
I know. And it's like, they're like that's not
it's weird.
It.
It's not fish and chips, sweetie.
No, it's
like,
not fish and chips,
like,
sweetie.
Huh? It's so weird. But it's not okay, fish and chips. No, when I went to, yes, I'm naming Burdock. Sorry. I went to Burdock and I had these goddamn tacos and I ordered like the braised pork taco and tell me how these hoes put some fucking sweet potato on it. It was unseasoned.
What?
And then they put the fucking pork on it. Was not a lot. And it was it was not flavorful.
Oh my God, no.
It was not flavorful. I was like, where are the toppings?
Where are the top? Like,
it was so weird.
Like, tacos are so simple that like you
so
really
simple.
Don't have to like be like adding shit or taking shit away. Like, they're perfect the way they're
I'm crying.
But that said, El Del Paso tacos, that's a different like
Old
they're
Del
not
Paso?
Tacos. El Del Paso what did I say?
Wait, are you talking about the package?
Yeah, like the package.
El Del Paso, you said El Del Paso.
You mean Aldo the shoe store?
Aldo tacos. Could you imagine just overpriced tacos that fall apart
in a shoe store? But those tacos are good.
Okay.
And I explained to my Caucasian and I don't know, maybe Aiden doesn't even know this, but hard taco shells aren't a thing. Like, that's a North American invention.
Because I was going to say. We really are. We're dating.
I thought maybe he does. Maybe he does.
No,
but like
okay.
So many of my friends, I'm like, I'll be like, yeah, like those like aren't like you won't find those in like Latin America.
Yeah.
And they're like shocked. Well, now you can, I'm sure. But
okay.
Like, never originally that was a.
That's interesting.
I know. Yeah.
I never liked a crunchy.
I mean, they're hardy because then they shatter.
Yeah, and it's like you're just eating a fucking salad now.
But I love a taco salad.
Because
that's when you break up all the tortillas and you put it in. Or a burrito bowl.
Ooh.
We're just hungry.
I think so.
Abba, we're just hungry.
We are.
Oh my God.
I did you see the noodles I was eating? I'm poor, you guys.
Oh my God. But
I have like
those noodles
left.
You made them look expensive. All you have to do to make dollar noodles look expensive, take them from that plastic bowl.
Yes.
Put them in a normal bowl.
In a normal bowl, add a random vegetable that you have kicking around.
One sliver of cucumber and you're in a gourmet restaurant.
Yeah, throw in some chopsticks, you're there.
But what my friend taught me, fry an egg, put that over your ramen.
Yes.
It's yummy.
It's true. It's really, really good. Oh,
slice some green onion.
Yeah,
throw it
I've
in
been
there.
Doing that lately.
That's smart.
So good.
You know what I love?
What?
Kraft dinner.
Oh no,
Emma! My face lit up. I was like, "We are gonna about to go."
I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story about
I'm
my
scared.
Upbringing.
Okay.
My mother is a strong immigrant mother who came here. With the clothes on her back. I'm kidding. She came here with a little bit of money, but we
still a strong immigrant woman
became bankrupt.
Right.
Which is bad. she used to make Kraft dinner.
Yeah.
And she didn't have white friends. My mom worked in a factory. Like, all of her friends were of color.
Yeah.
Right? They were all Indian women and Caribbean women.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what the fuck Kraft dinner. They weren't giving their kids Kraft dinner. But my mom was like, this is America. This is Canada. Like, my kid is going to eat some white people food sometimes. Yeah. And she would make the Kraft dinner like this. She would boil the noodles in the pot, leave the water in, and then pour the cheese in and leave it. Just mix it.
It was like a soupy?
It was soup, Ben. Oh, and she would be like, eat it, it's good. I was eating slurping Kraft dinner. It was disgusting. It was disgusting.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't seasoned. And because it's already such an a minuscule amount of flavor,
yeah,
like that you put, like it's just powder. You're just,
it's just kind of like salty water.
It's just salty water. Warm, it didn't taste like cheese anymore.
No.
So I was just drinking salty water.
Oh my God.
It was
God.
So disgusting. My mom would be like, drink the soup at the bottom. Oh, she didn't
end it. Kids are talking about like how much they love Kraft dinner. You're like, I was like, that no! soup is nasty. We're Kraft dinner soup. I hate that shit.
She thought it was wrong. Kraft dinner soup.
So it's eating like normal Kraft dinner. You're like, what's wrong with your KD? Where's the broth? Where's the broth? Where's the broth?
Literally.
Oh my
kids
God.
Kids would bring KD and I'd be like, ew, they're eating dry noodles.
But so you, has that like tainted KD for you?
I hate mac and cheese till this day. It can be really? Fancy restaurant mac and cheese where it's made in an oven. I hate it.
Oh my God.
I hate mac and cheese. The kids, they had a catered lunch the other day and it was mac and cheese and I yacked. I ate some and I threw up.
Whoa. Well, yeah, cafeteria mac and cheese also, that's the worst.
Bad.
Oh my God. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you ever feel emboldened to revisit KD, here's what you're going to do.
Okay.
Don't buy the normal shit.
Okay.
Because KD, they have some fancy brands.
Ooh.
You can get white cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really good. You get sharp cheddar. Ooh. You can get spirals, ABBA.
Ah, go
spirals.
On.
So it's like normal flavored, but like spiral noodles. Ooh. My favorite of all of them. Or three cheese, which comes in shells, and it's like extra cheese.
Yes!
So make that broth extra
thick. You're disgusting.
But oh my God, I think a food that was tainted for me was pierogies.
Pierogies,
only because I got alcohol poisoning in grade 10, and I was like yakking up full pierogies.
No!
Pierogies for dinner, and now they're ruined for... I know. I was so... I mean, I was like in grade 10, like I guess just like being a little pig. Like a cartoon character.
Oh my God.
I know.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
This is going to be gross. I'm sorry to whoever's listening.
That's okay.
I made this special pasta. It was really good. And it was just mushrooms and spinach in it. Very healthy. Very
I
good
love
for you.
And those things.
I pooed.
Love.
And lots of just whole mushrooms were there. And I can't eat mushrooms anymore.
No. It's like when you poo and you see like a whole thing of corn, like a whole like a kernel. The whole cob. You shit out? Full cob. Full cob. Like, anyone ever shit out a full cob?
When full food is in the... Like, one time I had chicken and it was just there when I shot. And I was like, what the...
The worst is, like, when you, like, wipe your butt and there's, like, food
was
on
mushroom.
The toilet.
Listen, Ben, there was mushroom... There's mushroom on the toilet paper, and I hated it.
Abba, I swear, I thought you said I ate it. You said you hated it. I was like, Abba, you did not eat.
I said I hated it.
You did not eat.
H-A-T-E-D.
You did not eat that mushroom that had passed through your body.
No, I would never.
Oh, my God.
I hate things that pass through my body.
I hate things that pass through my body.
I famously don't talk to anyone who has sex with me because why would I? They pass through my body.
They pass through. Their dick enters your body, leaves through your mouth.
In one hole, out the other.
Out the other. Thank you. That's all my
And that's
mind.
That on that, Jack.
And that's that. If you're listening.
If you're listening.
If you've left my hole, you've left my life. And that.
Oh, my God. So let's Whoa. Talk about, how much time do we have, Aiden?
Ten.
Let's talk about how Pink is sexist.
Oh, my God.
She hates women.
So, yeah, because Aiden brought this up before when we were talking about the Ashley how Stupid Girls, Jessica is a Jessica Simpson roast, essentially, the song Stupid Girl. And for that, she's not a girl's girl. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Here's my counterpoint. And I will play devil's advocate.
Devil's pick. The white jumps out.
The white jumps out. This is what the white side really comes out. And you should be buckle up. Buckle up, listeners of color, because you're going to want to unsubscribe. But Lady Marmalade. Iconic sister song, and I truly believe that Pink and all those girls are sisters.
I do too, but why weren't they checking up on my girl Lil' Kim? Why?
T. Pink was the diversity hire.
That's true. Because they had Maya, Lil' Kim, they had Christina Aguilera, who was Ecuadorian.
Yeah.
And Pink was the diversity hire.
Pink was that diversity hire.
Oh my God. They're like, we need a little Chelsea to offset this. Raven and Eddie.
That's what's called.
That was.
To offset this Raven and Eddie. That whenever you hire a white girl, it's, you are the Chelsea.
Yeah, you're the Chelsea.
You're the Chelsea. And also Chelsea, love her. Because the dumb white girl, she gave birth to
Back. Token white friends.
Bring back the token white friends.
Have black shows that have token white friends because
and
that
it was
always
like the dorky white friend and fun leading woman
Remember
of color.
Proud family.
The ginger dorky friend. Oh, Zoe.
Zoe.
It was Zoe, and she was tall and gangly, and also like. Yeah. And then we respect her because we're like, oh my god, like. Yeah. These girls like let her into their crew. Yeah. Like she must be cool.
She must be cool. She never said anything problematic.
She never said anything problematic.
She was always sweet.
She was always so sweet.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Those were my white friends in Brampton.
Oh my god. Like, if you are a white friend to a person of color, you have to be a Chelsea or a Zoe.
It's true.
Do not steal focus.
And can I just say, listeners, I am black. Okay. I just. I sound like
all
this.
Of you because I know you guys have been saying.
Yeah, I know you've been thinking this white girl has been saying a lot of shit about
this
black
white
people.
Girl's been
but
saying.
Guess what? I am black. Okay. No, seriously.
This white girl's been saying a lot.
Kids would ask me in elementary school, like, "Why do you talk like that?" And I was like, "I don't know."
Oh.
I think it started off as a joke, and it just stuck. No, that's not true. I grew up in Brampton when there were no black people. Brampton used to be called the Four Corners. There were no black people.
Wow.
Like, it was only white trash.
I truly did not know this.
And then on top of things, my mom has like, my mom's voice is like a Nigerian Valley girl.
Whoa.
So like she already has that inflection. So I talk like a Valley girl because of my
mom. My God.
Yeah.
But like, I'd say like you like have a feminine like a voice, but I wouldn't say Valley girl.
One of my ex-partners was like, yeah, you sound like a Valley girl.
Whoa.
I was like, wow. So I guess.
But you do have like, it's like Valley girl meets, because like there is a Toronto affect. I believe there's a Toronto.
There is. A Toronto tilt.
Especially like my friends from Scarborough. Like that's an accent.
Yes, that's
like,
an accent.
And
yeah.
Like, I do think Toronto does have a kind of, and you have like that vibe in the way you speak.
Yucky.
But I was going to say, but Lil Kim's verse in Lady Marmalade is my favorite verse of all time. All it is. Sing with me.
Shut the fuck.
Her solo.
Yeah. I love that.
Everyone else is like, she's like, like everyone's like sweating in the studio. They're like, okay, Lil' Kim, you're on. She's like, Do we need another take? No, we're good.
Yeah.
That music video, Christina Aguilera's hair, iconic. The biggest
iconic,
hair I've ever
legendary.
Seen in my life.
Oh my God.
So big.
They all look so good.
You are also a hair queen.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you. Because
you know why? I was watching the promo for Working Women, the screaming.
I'm so excited to go watch it. Everyone go see. I mean, by the time this is out, the event will
I know, pass. It will have passed. But I mean, maybe you went and you liked it. But you are heavily featured. Because you were sitting front row.
I was sitting front row.
And I remember being like, oh my God. Like, yeah, like ABBA was sporting this like chic bob for
oh
a while.
God,
and then I was thinking,
you.
And then I'm looking at pictures of us like co-hosting Amiga's Cheetahs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your hair's different. I'm like, you are a hair
thank
queen.
You.
And
I always
love that.
My hair.
I love that.
I want to know why though. I always affiliate it to like stress. Like when I'm stressed out, I'm like, I have to change my hair. But I don't know.
Well, yeah, like all my like black gal pals who like can switch up. It's like, I feel like it's because they can. So they're like, why not?
It's like, just like, I think it's just a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Because all the black women that I've known always like every few months, a completely new hairstyle.
Yeah.
Like.
And it's done it.
Yeah. I love it.
You're also an actress.
I'm an actress. Don't ever forget it.
I will never forget when I was with my friend Marika. She was getting her braids redone. And she used to, she has short hair now, but she used to have long braids down to her waist. And that was like, it was a moment of cultural awakening. It was like, she was in that salon for 14 days of her life.
Listen.
14 days. Well, like a day. But yeah, and like, I was not privy to, I was not privy to the struggle.
Listen, the last braid
oh my goodness. Yeah.
That I did.
How long?
It wasn't that long. You saw it. It was like mid back. Like, it touched the top of my butt.
Still long.
Pretty long.
Yeah.
It took me six goddamn hours. Oh, wow. And this woman was working as fucking quickly as she could. And they weren't even that small.
My friend worked two women working on her.
Yeah.
Two. So long.
And it's expensive.
Oh my God.
And there's this awakening happening in Toronto right now where hairstyles are like, we should be charging $150 for basic styles.
Yeah.
And then just increasing it every, based on how complex, the style is.
Whoa.
But because before I used to get my hair braided for $60.
Yeah. What?
From my Jamaican neighbor.
That's pretty.
Big up Destiny. I love you.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen her in months because she charges $150.
Well, yeah, I think as they should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. That's wild. Yeah. 6 hours of your. Okay, so you've been listening to ABBA.
And you've been listening to Ben. Bye. Bye.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.